coming back for you. Don't worry.
Thank you for contacting customer service. This is Heather. May I please have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Yeah, 42078.
And your first and last name?
Bobby Schmertz.
I don't have an account with your name on it.
I was talking to another lady before, and she was able to, like, pull it up.
Okay, what's the last name again?
Schmertz.
Spell it.
S-H. H is in hot. M is in mother. I is in italic. R is in rat. T is in tangling. Z for zipper.
Okay, so I'm not finding anything by the last name. Do you have an order ID number?
Yeah. It's 7. Oh, but I just have, like, a question, though.
Okay. And what is the question about?
Okay, so basically, when I ordered my product, it got canceled by urine. It said that my products, like, literally got canceled.
Okay.
And I checked this out with the MasterCard, and I'm pretty sure this product should be shipping, but my bank didn't deny it or anything. It's on your end. It said that you guys denied my transaction.
Okay.
And I really need the pills.
Okay, so then if you have an order ID number, I can pull up the account and see what happened.
Okay, yeah. Wait, aren't you not able to just pull up my name?
I already tried by your name. It didn't pull up the account.
Bobby Schmertz. I'm pretty sure it's, like, really short and simple. I'm just really confused as to why.
Right. Well, and
you
I
guys have, like,
up
a broken system?
No, we don't have a broken system, but I looked up the last name, and if we don't have an account by that last name, there's not much I can do. Unless you have an order ID number, that would be a more exact match. I could pull it up by that.
How am I supposed to acquire such ID?
You would have had it when you placed your order. You would have got it right away.
Yeah, but I can't. I got an email address from you guys, but I have there's no ID.
Okay, so what's your email address? Maybe I can find you by searching your email.
Oh, yeah. T? Texter1955@guster.com. I'll spell that out. T, as in tangling. E as in excellent. X as in x-ray. E as in elephant. R as in rat. 1959@gustr.com.
gustr.com.
I'm just kind of in a urge because I really need these pills.
Right,
have,
that's
like,
fine.
Really
I just
help.
Have to be able to find an account in order to figure out what's going on. So I'm not pulling anything up by the email. You said you used your card to make the purchase and it was declined?
Yeah.
Okay.
It got declined by you guys, apparently. It said that you guys canceled my purchase for some odd reason. Have you guys tried to, like, refresh the information on your end?
What do you mean by refresh the information on our end?
I think that the information you guys are looking up are just not outdated. It's not taking a transaction that's been completed, I don't know, approximately within 1 hour or so.
Right. Now, I mean, if it was completed, when I'm looking up the information, I'd be able to find an account. So are you sure the account went through? Because
if it
didn't go through, then it won't show me the info that I'm looking for. Let me try one more option to search your account. Hold on 1 second.
No, sorry.
Just bear with me. And can you give me that zip code one more time?
Hello?
Yeah, can you give me your zip code one more time, please?
Yeah, 0 4 2 4 0.
Okay, yeah, I'm not seeing anything in your name.
Really?
Yes, sir. So it doesn't look like the order went through.
I don't know, man. I just got an email from you guys that's saying my order has been canceled. And then please contact, customers for more. And then here I am.
What are the numbers that are in the email? Does it provide you a confirmation number, an order ID number, a customer number? I mean, there should be some sort of information in your email. Including, like, if you got a cancellation, like, if you got an email that says it was canceled, you should have a cancellation number in that email.
Yeah, yeah, it says 1-844-747-9022.
No, that's a phone number. You should have a cancellation number in your email, like an actual number, an ID number with letters and numbers in it.
Like a transaction ID? No, I didn't have such number.
Okay, so what else besides the phone number is in that cancellation email?
It says that your order has been canceled. It has like the transaction amount of which I paid for, but you guys canceled on your end, so the order wasn't successful. I tried reordering again, and I got the same email, like spammed in it.
Okay. So, I mean, I can try searching it up by the card that you used. That would be the best option I have here. I would just need the first 6 numbers and the last 4, nothing in the middle.
Okay. All right, so 4204. And then the last number is, the last digit is 6897.
6897.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you only gave me the first 4. I need the first 6.
My card is 4. I have 2 different cards here. 4024.
Okay, you just said 4204.
4024.
Okay, I need the first 6 though. You're only giving me the first 4.
Oh, I thought I already supplied the 6. 4002471.
Okay, and then the last 4 is 6897.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have anything under that card. Did you use a different card?
There's a possibility, but I mean, I was in a rush, but I could check my other card. Wait 1 second.
Okay, give me 1 minute.
Can you stay on the line, please? Okay.
Yeah.
Hello there, ma'am?
Yes.
There are you, okay, I have my credit card pulled up here.
Okay,
here's
just
my
the
other
first
card.
6 and the last 4.
Okay, 4916-01, and then 069146.
Just the last 4.
Oh, 9146.
not finding you in that system. Let me check our other system and see if you're in that one. Give me that zip code one more time, please.
Oh, my zip code? Yes. 04240.
And spell your last name again for me.
Schmertz. Schmirtz. Schmertz.
Okay, yeah. I don't have an account for you at all, so I'm not sure, again, what happened, but without an order ID, to be more precise, I wouldn't be able to pull it up. And by looking up the card number, we should have been able to pull up any account that was linked to that card, even if the charges were declined. And I'm not pulling up anything. That's using your last name, your zip code, card. So I'm not sure what's going on with the ordering system or whatever, but I would recommend refreshing your page or trying different browsers and seeing if you can click the order that way. And then if you're still having the same problem, you can get a call.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help and all.
Not a problem. Thank you for contacting
me. Would you be interested? I have a question. I have like one last question. Oh, by the way, your phone is like really distorted. It's like a lot of background to it. It's like a lot of pressure has been pushed upon your phone.
Is that better?
It's a lot better now. Before, you were like really distorted.
Okay. So what's your question?
Would you like to go on a date?
No, sir. And do you have a serious question about your account or not?
No, I do. It's regarding you.
Okay, but me dating you has nothing to do with an account. So if there's nothing I can do for you, then I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the call.
I think you're 10 out of 10, dude.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Have a wonderful night.
No, you too, but we can talk for longer, you know?
No, sir, I have other calls that I have to move on to. But thank you for contacting us, and call us back if you're still having problems ordering. Have a wonderful night. Thank you.